this episode, I wanted to say that I see your comments, I hear your feedback, and I'll try to whisper louder in future episodes. Please be aware of volume changes, because we might hear a word from our sponsors, starting now. Hello, welcome to my movie review for all of the films I've watched this year so far. I love watching movies to de-stress and relax. So there's a lot of titles on this list that I'm going to share with you. I see watching movies and shows as a form of meditation, almost, because it gets me into the same headspace. I'm able to escape from reality for a bit and connect with myself and my emotions. Now, I'm not a movie buff or anything like that, so this isn't a professional review of these films. I just like reflecting on certain storylines and how they connect to my everyday life. As a side note, a lot of these movies were released years ago, so you might have already seen them. Leave a reply on this episode if you have. Before I start, I do want to say that these will be general overviews of some of my favorite movies so far. There won't be any spoilers. Okay, let's get into the reviews. The first movie I watched this year is called 500 Days of Summer. 500 Days of Summer is a movie about a guy named Dom, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who is a hopeless romantic and wants more than anything to find his one true love and live happily ever after. He meets this girl named Summer, played by Zooey Deschanel, who feels the opposite of Dom and thinks that love isn't real or it isn't as great as what movies portray. They meet at their workplace, which is a greeting card company. And it's really interesting watching the two main characters' perspectives on life and love clash with one another. I love the way this film is shot. It's so aesthetically pleasing and the timeline jumps around a lot, so it's always keeping you on your toes. I laughed and cried, felt happiness, and then sobbed at different moments of the movie. I think it also depends on what point in your life that you're at when you watch this, because I definitely used to be more like Tom when I was younger. I was in love with the idea of love and obsessed with it. As I've grown older, though, and experienced more romantic situations, I see myself thinking more and more like Summer. So it's a cool film to watch and reflect on your own life with. I give it a 10 out of 10. The second film on my list is called Palm Springs. Palm Springs revolves around two wedding guests. The bride's older sister, Sarah, played by Christian Milioti, and the boyfriend of the friend of the bride, Niles, played by Andy Samberg, who find themselves stuck in a time loop, living the same day over and over again. So every day is like Groundhog Day. great job of keeping things fresh and interesting. The best words I can come up with to describe this film are absurdly funny and unexpectedly thought-provoking. The story strikes with surprising moments of tenderness amongst the flurry of humor and is able to address some heavy topics on existentialism while also presenting a genuine love story. Overall, a fun and timeless, pun intended, adventure. I would give it a 9 out of 10. And kind of on the same sort of vibe, if you liked Palm Springs, then you would also probably like 50 First Dates. It's an older movie with Adam Sandler, and you would think that it's about his character being a playboy and going on a ton of different dates with a lot of girls. But you would be pleasantly surprised on what it's actually about. That's also a great movie. I don't know why I didn't put it on this list. I forgot I saw it this year. I would probably give 50 First Dates an 8 out of 10. The next movie I have on my list is Silver Linings Playbook. The movie premiered in 2012 and tells the story of a man played by Bradley Cooper who just got out of a mental institution after going through troubles in his marriage. He spends the whole movie trying to get her back while a recently widowed Tiffany, played by Jennifer Lawrence, suddenly becomes a part of his life. Now, this movie is different from the others because it's more serious. I would say this is more of a romance movie instead of a rom-com, and it focuses mainly on the main guy character trying to get his life together and be a better person. It really made me think about a past relationship I was in, where I was so hung up on this guy that it was all I could think about all day, every day, to the point where I couldn't even live my own life anymore. It was like watching a reflection of how I used to sound and act when I was going through that. So, if you're into more drama than comedy, I would recommend you check out this movie. I give it a 9 out of 10. Now, movie number 4 is called Something from Tiffany's, which was released last year in 2022. It features one of my favorite actresses, Zooey Deutch. I think that's how you pronounce her name. She's my favorite after watching her in Buffaloed. I wanted to see everything that she was in, and in this, she plays a bakery owner whose boyfriend gets into a minor car accident. The story centers around two couples. One relationship is more casual, just boyfriend and girlfriend figuring things out, while the other is ready to get engaged. That's how the story starts off, anyway, because as it progresses, a lot of things change. The two couples find their lives getting unexpectedly intertwined with one another. Although, I will say that I was able to predict a lot of the twists in the movie because they were a bit obvious or cliche, but nevertheless, it was still a very good, heartfelt romance story. I liked how it shows how relationships can be gray and unclear. I remember a quote from focus so much on the mess. Focus on the outcome. I just thought it summed up the entire plot perfectly. It's set during Christmas time, so everything wraps up in a neat little bow at the end. It's so cute, and I would give it a solid 8 out of 10. My fifth movie is actually a festive holiday one. It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, a comedy that debuted in 1989. Now, I watched this film early in January because I wasn't ready to let go of my Christmas spirit. I didn't want to acknowledge that the holidays were over. I still had my tree and lights up, so I was in the right mindset to watch this. The story is centered around Chevy Chase's character, Clark Griswold, during Christmas time in December. He wants to give his family the best Christmas he can by going all out on the tree and house decorations. Things start going wrong, though, as his and his wife's family come over for the holidays, and we all know how crazy things can get when family are involved. This movie made me laugh so many times, and I especially liked how Griswold's personality reminds me of my boyfriend. I give it a 9 out of 10. I don't think I gave many movies on my list a 10 out of 10, I just realized. Other than 500 Days of Summer, the only film I've ever easily given a perfect score is La La Land, my all-time, hands-down, favorite movie. Otherwise, I just don't hand those high scores out that often. But I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble about my one real passion, watching movies. I hope it helped you relax, or maybe even inspired you to watch some of these films I talked about. Thanks for joining me on this episode. I'll see you in the next one.